Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano, and he's slaving incredibly hard in that weather center. Good morning, Pat.
Not at all.
Except for the weekend, where, you know, it goes where it looks like we're not going to get rain, and then it looks like we're going to get rain. It looks like watching a ping pong tournament.
At this point right now, I think your chances are better on Saturday than they are on Sunday.
Okay.
So, and again, folks, this is where we're dealing with April showers. And the interesting thing about that is, you know, not everybody gets them, just like in the summertime. You know, you forecast a shower, a thunderstorm, you're worried about your picnic, and you say, well, I'm going to chance it. You chance it, and most of the time, you get by with not a problem. So that is what we're seeing. And the reason for it is a storm system in the middle West, and it's just going around and around and around. It's really not moving eastward. So we have to wait for it to inch eastward before we begin to see any moisture from it. As a result, it'll be a partly cloudy, a very mild day today, 65 to 70.
Yay.
Continue to partly cloudy tonight. I know you like that. Right now it's 40. Overnight, 40 to 45. We'll have some sunshine on Friday, middle 60s easily. Then on Saturday, clouds, some sun, 65 to 70. And then we have shower Sunday, maybe even a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. And the same for Monday. But Monday, instead of being in the mid-60s, will only be in the 50s. So, and we'll still have showers. So that is the very easy weather pattern, which I'm happy to report. I'm looking, Marshall, for a day here in the Weather Center where Pat is not going to go off the deep end. You know, if you recall, yesterday we talked about the day before when I had, you know, tons of problems with bids and contracts. So yesterday, the day's moved along real far, folks. And I think it was about 1:30. I said, you know, though, it's so nice out there. Let me get Shirley, my dog, and take her for a walk. And she loves that. So I did. Came back about a half hour later into the Weather Center. And I'm beginning to update everything, look at all the new computer models, and the phone rings. Now, you always have your eyebrows up if the LED screen reads anonymous.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, uh-oh. Anyhow, so I answer it in my normal voice, you know, saying the weather service, good afternoon. And a lady starts yelling and screaming at me. Are you the one that's being called on my husband's cell phone? I said, ma'am, I don't know who you are. I don't even know, you know, cell phone, no cell phone. I hardly made any phone calls today at all. This is a private weather service and a reputable one for 40-something years. And the husband is on. And he proceeds to curse, call me a liar. And you name it, he's screaming at me. I'm taken back. I don't know what to say. And she goes to me, and you're making it bad on me because my husband thinks I'm cheating on him. I'm saying, oh my God. I said, listen, you could Google my company name and you'll find the telephone number right there. I said, we're reputable. And this guy, you're a liar. And I said, listen, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm calling Verizon right now to place a complaint. I said, and you should do the same thing. And I hung up and I called Verizon. I got somebody on the line right away. And she said to me, sir, have you ever heard of spoofing? I said, no. She says, people take a number and they forward that number to call somebody so that person picks up. And then usually that number is dropped and they go on with another number. It's called spoofing and there's nothing we could do about it. I said, not a thing. She said, no. She said, would you like to file a complaint with the FCC? I said, yes. She gave me the number. I called FCC. I spoke with a charming lady there. She kind of laughed at the whole situation, but she gave me a ticket number. I filed a complaint, and she said, usually it lasts a day or two, and that's it. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten calls, not with nasty people. But, as a matter of fact, I've been sitting at my house, and the phone will ring, and you know what it'll say on it? Marshall Miles is calling.
Really?
Marshall
Miles. So they're using your phone number to call you?
To call me.
But how do they do that, Marshall? How do they? You have no idea, right?
No, I really don't. And it's funny because I've also gotten calls from people who live in the area saying, Marshall, did you just call me? And I said, no, we didn't think so. So some people had spoofed my telephone number to make these. Most of the times they do this, it's to sell an extended car warranty.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they sell extended car warranties, or else it's those people that claim you have an IBM computer and it's hacked and you have to pay them money to get it unhacked.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but no,
I'm so curious. Like, for instance, Marshall, if I wanted to take my home phone number and call you. No, I'm sorry. If I wanted to take your number and call somebody else, how do I take your number to make the phone call?
Because they set it up where it sends a fake number. It's, you know, it's a little more dynamic than that, but they can set it up and do it. It's just another one of the reasons why I keep my cell phone basically down off, and if somebody wants to get me and they know me, they'll leave a message on my cell phone. There's nothing I can do on my home phone. I pick up my home phone, and if I see anything that looks suspicious, I just don't answer it.
So. She said the FCC gave me just a little bit of advice. She said, if you continue to have a problem like this, she said, go into your voicemail and change the message. You know, you could start off with your normal message, she said, but at the tail end say, please note that spoofing has been known on this number, so please leave a message and we'll be more than happy to return to you. You know, she says, so put that on there so that they know you're aware of it. She said, right now, the FCC is working on something. I didn't get all the details, but where you're going to have to use a phone ID now in order to place a phone call. And they're hoping that this works, because if you don't have the right phone ID, you're not going to be able to place the phone call.
Yeah, it's a pain. It really is a pain in the rear end. It really is. It's unbelievable. And every once in a while, I'll pick it up just to give them the job. You know, I'll have people give me this whole pitch and stuff like that, and then right. I'll end up swearing at them and doing all sorts of things, and then hang up.
You know, it's funny. I do the same thing, especially with the car warranty.
Yeah.
So I hit yes. You know, I want to extend the car warranty. You go, hi, how are you today? The first thing we need to do is get the make and model and year of your car. I say, you should know that. You're the one that's calling me to tell me that the make and model and warranty's up. Click, they hang up.
Yeah.
Why am I giving that to you? You're calling me. It's ridiculous. So hopefully the FCC will be doing something about it. So we'll see, folks. But if you run into that problem, you could do one of two things. You could either hang up, or you could call the FCC and you could file a complaint.
Now, yesterday I got home and I fixed my computer problems where the power outage ruined my little Ethernet port where I could send one Ethernet connection out to four or five other ones. Okay. It took about 10 minutes for it to take all the information in, but my home studio is back up and running full. I was using a laptop. You can't do anything. Laptops are too small. You need a big screen, and you need mm-hmm. a regular computer to do home studio stuff. So, but that's fixed now. So I'm all set, Pat.
You're all set. Hopefully I'm all set, and hopefully I'll have a quiet day today.
Well, I hope so.
I'm hoping.
Just keep your movie clients going. That's all.
Yeah, goodness gracious. My goodness. Well, anyhow, it looks nice out there now, so it should be a pretty decent day. Everybody enjoy. Try to take a walk if you can. You know, I guess the more fresh air we can get at this point, the better it is.
There it is. That's it, Pat. All right, we'll check with you mañana.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.